Amazon and the CSN were back before Quebec's Labor Tribunal today for their second of what promises to be many days of hearings in a case that will decide whether the multinational's decision to outsource its Quebec labor force was above board, and what it owes the province and its former workers, if not. Recall that Amazon announced the closures and the layoffs back in January. The union says some 4,500 workers were affected, and they launched their complaint against the company in February. Laval's DXT4 warehouse was Amazon's first union shop in Canada. They were on the verge of forcing the company into a first contract through an appeal to binding arbitration. CSN President Caroline Saint-Ville maintains that Amazon's closure of its 7 Quebec warehouses was an illegal union-busting tactic, something that the company denies. Here's my conversation with Saint-Ville from earlier today. Take a listen. Today is the second day of hearings for Amazon at Quebec's Labor Tribunal. What's been happening so far at the tribunal? What's on the agenda today?
Well, we're trying to put forward the fact that what Amazon did by closing all its warehouses in Quebec was because we had a union there. So we have the big boss of Amazon in Canada. And we're trying to make him say that it was not business oriented because business was good. They had made plans and really big investments in those warehouses in Quebec. And so why did they shut all these things down a few months after making those big investments? So that's what we're trying to put forward.
Yeah, Amazon has said its closures in Quebec were about delivering efficient and cost-effective services to customers. Its move to subcontracting instead of having its own workforces and facilities in Quebec. But you're saying that this is not true. Are you finding things through these court sessions? This is going to be the second so far that are contradicting this, or is it just sort of setting the scene for a larger, longer legal process that's going to unfold?
Oh, it's going to be long. It's Amazon. But the thing is, of course, I'm not going to say it's because of a union, because that's illegal and they would be fined. So pleading that in the court would be like pleading guilty. So, of course, I'm not going to say that. What we're putting forward is the fact that if it wasn't from the unionization of the workers, they would have still be there because they had made big investments and they had made long-term plans about their businesses here in Quebec. And we're trying also to put forward the fact that elsewhere they did the same thing. We're trying to prove that they are anti-union in general and in particular in Quebec because everything was going well. And you don't close a profitable business when you did invest millions in it. It won't be a walk in the park, but we have good lawyers.
You know, I've heard that people said that Quebec's labor law regime, this is the thing that you're appealing to now to try and get some, recompense from Amazon, that the strength of Quebec's labor law regime was one of the factors that might have made Amazon close down. This is allegations that workers in Laval who were going to force Amazon into a first contract via a provision in Quebec's labor law that doesn't exist in all.
But they knew that's not a new law. They knew the law when they got into business in Quebec. If our money is good enough for them, our labor laws should be good enough for them too. I mean, you cannot come into a country or a province and saying we want to do business with you, we want to sell you things, we want to make profit out of the things we sell to you, but we're not going to respect your labor laws. That's not the way you do business in Canada. And that's what Dominique Champagne said when he was Minister of Industry.
And so now that, you know, we're on the other side of things, the warehouses have been shut down, the facilities have been shut down. What are you asking the courts to do?
Compensate the workers because the layoffs were illegal then.
I read as well that you're looking to reopen the warehouses, put people back to work. Is that, how realistic is that?
Well, I don't know. The judge will say. But then if you are guilty of unlawful activities, you should be, there should be consequences. And it happened. It happened in Jonquière with Walmart there. It was proven that they did close because the people there formed a union and they were fined millions of dollars. That was paid off to the workers that had been illegally laid off.
So the stakes of this are big, you're saying. It's not just, you know, a little bit of compensation for a small workforce. This is millions that we're talking about.
No. And we're talking about Amazon, right? It's not the little shop down the down the street. I mean, its owner is one of the richest men on earth. So I think they can afford to give the workers, A, a living wage, and B, respect the laws.
And what would that kind of victory mean to these workers who have been out of a job since early this year?
You know, when they came to us to be unionized, some people said that we should have turned them down because, well, you know, Amazon being so anti-union, and we knew it was going to be a big battle, and it wasn't going to be simple. But what are we going to tell them? You have the right to unionize, but not when it's a big American corporation. So we came into this with open eyes, and we said, well, if we do have the right to unionize and we do have the right to negotiations in good faith, then we can make that work for us and take it as a case. But it's the right to form a union. And of course, sometimes it's not the employer's choice, but it's not his or her choice to be made. It's the worker's choice. That's what it is. That's what the law says. You have the right to unionize if 50% plus one of the workers decide on a secret ballot that a union is going to be formed. Then yes, there it is. You have a union, and as an employer, you have to deal with it.
And this was the first union shop for Amazon in Canada, in Laval. This summer, we saw a second union shop in Delta, British Columbia, which was due to a labor board ruling out west.
Yes.
You know, should, in a larger sense, not just among the workers and the people here that are interested, but looking at this case, you know, should eyes be on what's going to be happening over the coming weeks or months?
Oh, yeah. You bet. And we're going to follow closely what's going to happen in British Columbia. And they have labor laws that are similar to ours. So what the ruling said in BC was that they were so anti-union in forcing out the union that the labor board, I mean, they issued out the papers for the union right away as a punishment for Amazon for the anti-union activities. So same old.
And so looking at this process in front of the tribunal, we're going to be watching it for a while. How long is that, you know, expected to last? What are we looking at here?
Well, a lot of that depends on Amazon because how they're going to, I think they'll probably try to tire us out and that will happen. But unfortunately, it won't. It's going to take some time, and probably appeal and things like that. So they're going to take it to their extent, and no, they don't care how much money they put into fighting unions instead of dealing with unionized employees. That's not good corporate citizenship.
All right. We'll leave it there. Caroline and Senville, thank you so much for coming on CKUT and walking us through all that.
Thank you.
Amazon Public Relations did not immediately respond to a request for comment from CKUT. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.